Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine, and I'm here with Michelle Buttigieg, who is the Malta Tourism Authority's representative for North America. Now, we've been covering Malta. My partner loves Malta.
We love him too.
And so we're going to talk about this year-round destination that plans events year-round. There's never a bad time to go. We're going to talk about its other little two islands, because it's really three islands. And we're going to talk about how Italy doesn't have all that Malta has, but Malta has all that Italy has, and that it's European with a little spice. I'm going to talk about all that here on Insider Travel Report. So you call Malta an open-air museum, and we're going to explain why as we start talking about it in more depth.
Sure. So yes, Malta is, as you said, an archipelago of three islands, an open-air museum because it has 8,000 years of history. So whatever civilization that passed through left an imprint in Malta that is still very visible. So whether you are walking in the streets of Valletta or basically near the water, eating the food, meeting the local people, you're definitely looking at history. So wherever you're looking, there's a story behind each corner.
And the thing that also strikes me is that there's something for everyone, any age and any of any interest. Yes. And so that's why it's hard to kind of bottle it in an interview.
For sure. We are lucky that we attract so many niche markets. And whether it's a multi-generational family, you know, something for the grandma, something for the, you know, the kids, for the parents, gastronomy, adventure, history, there's definitely something for everyone. So while you're there, it's not boring at all.
So we're talking to travel advisors and they want to know, can my clients get there? So what's the latest?
So any major hub in Europe, we're connected to any major hub through any major airline with a very short wait in Europe. And of course, we're close to Sicily. There's a catamaran service from Pozzallo to Valletta. It's about 90 minutes and you can get into Valletta. Maybe we go to Sicily for lunch. Yeah. That's how close we are.
Right. So who's visiting? And I know you're setting records, actually.
We are. As a country, we've reached close to 3 million visitors in 2023. For the U.S. and Canadian market, this year we reached a threshold of 75,000, which is a lot for us, and another 39,000 via cruise. So who's coming? I mean, Americans and Canadians love Malta. I think more for the cultural and the historic aspect of it, and they come all throughout the year, which is a good thing for us.
And also, during this little conference today, we talked about an interesting group coming up, the multi-gen and the solo travelers, that the travel advisor should think about their catalog of guests that they have.
So solo travel is as big in Malta. It's still a very safe destination. A lot of women group travel because Malta attracts a lot of wellness. So a lot of yogis come, the goddess history around it. And the multi-generational, as I said before, there's a little bit for everyone. So, you know, the itinerary could be really interesting.
And open to everyone. Everyone feels welcome there. LGBT plus also.
For sure. We hosted Euro Pride last year in September, and we have been number one on the Rainbow Index for the last, I would say, 6 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
So one of the things that we talked about today that's, I think, going to be of a lot of interest to our viewers is the new hotels.
Yes.
Especially one opening this year.
Yes. We have an array of hotel chains, brands coming into Malta. This year, we had a gentleman tonight with us from Melia. They're opening their Meme by Melia, the brand, the luxury brand in Malta. And we have a few others coming in. Of course, Corinthia Hotels is a Maltese company. So they have two of their main, the first hotels actually in their chain. But we have Virtuoso's Properties, Intercontinental, Phoenicia Hotel, Iniala, Preferred Hotels, yeah. Raleigh Chateau. Like,
no, and what's great about that is that their loyal customers now get to, oh, I get to have that
exactly.
Experience, but with this new cultural experience.
And Americans like to do that. They like to go, they're loyal to their brands. So now there is a choice as well in Malta.
So you host so many things, year-round events, and you have now a special museum art thing
yes.
going on?
So we have a museum for contemporary art, which is something new for us Maltese. Being that we're so historic, we have so many historic paintings. paintings. We have the only signed Caravaggio painting, a lot of art from the Renaissance. But the Mikas is going to have exhibition contemporary art, and it will change every 3 months. So if your client comes 1 year and comes the next year, they're going to see a different, and it's a great setup.
So don't think stuffy. This isn't stuffy. No. There is a lot of culture, but there's contemporary culture.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And also races. You guys are big on races of all sorts.
Yes. So in October, we host the Rolex Middlesea Yachting Race. Usually over 300 yachts come to Malta, and the race starts in Malta and goes to Sicily. Americans race, and a few years in a row, they were the winners of the so yeah, it's a
classic cars.
Classic cars. We have the Vintage Car Grand Prix, which is in Imdina, and you have all these vintage cars. And again, a lot of musical festivals, from the Baroque Festival, the Jazz Festival. We are officially the Isle of MTV for the younger generation. We like to be outside, and we like to be loud, so we're always celebrating.
And 31 Michelin restaurants.
We do. So under the Michelin umbrella, we have 6 that have one Michelin star, and then they're under the bib. But 31, the gastronomy in Malta, like its history, it's a mix. So it represents and reflects all the different civilizations that pass through. The fresh fish around, we're an island, obviously. We pride of our local agriculture, the grape, our wine. So whether you're dining in a Michelin star restaurant or in a vineyard, pairing up the local cuisine with the wine. So
this evening we talked about everything but your home, Gozo. Let's give it a little shout out.
Yes, so I originally come from the island of Gozo, which is the sister island of the main island. There's 3 islands. And Gozo is a little bit more rural. Still have a megalithic temple and have this fortified city of Victoria. Great gastronomy, great for adventure. Well known for his villas. So it's kind of like the Hamptons for the Maltese. It's a beautiful city. That's where my mom lives. So for me, it's the best place on earth.
The other thing that you're known for, and a lot of us love, is the film tourism.
For sure. Yes. So for those that don't know, Malta is a very popular destination for film production because it kind of can be a chameleon. Could be ancient Rome, could be Israel, could be a modern city, could be anything. And we've been seeing big blockbusters. Actually, they just finished filming Gladiator 2. And I was there in summer, and they were filming before the strike, and I just ran into Pedro Pascal, who's in Gladiator 2. Okay. I said hi, and he said hi.
And that's DreamWorks. I used to work
there. Yes, yes, yes. Amazing. And so the setting, you could still see some settings. You have Popeye's Village, which is the original set.
Sailor Man.
Yeah. The original set of the movie is still there. They've converted it into like an amusement park.
And Game of Thrones.
Yes, as a matter of fact, Imdina was the setting of King's Landing. So
the center of the whole show.
Exactly. So, so there's a lot of spots. And nowadays you can have tours that are film tours. So there'll be guides. Some of the guides are, a lot of Maltese people are extras in movies. I was an extra in a movie when I was younger and lived there. It was about Christopher Columbus. Mm-hmm. So everyone's included and involved in the industry.
Now, one of the jokes that, if you've been watching our interviews with Michelle and my partner James Schillinglaw, was that all the wine, they had all this wine, and he said, well, you should bring it to the United States. And she said, what? No.
No, we drink it all.
They drink it all. But there was some here tonight.
There was.
And we need to talk about your wine ambassador.
Yes.
Because you should produce more wine and stop saying, there's some money to be made here.
Exactly. And the Malta Tourism Authority this year appointed a wine ambassador, because our wine industry is really becoming sophisticated as well. We get a nice robust grape because of the sun. We have our own Gargantina grape, and the wines there are just full of flavor. There are major wineries, but then there are the smaller ones that are exquisite, mm-hmm. and they produce an unlimited amount of bottles, and those are the ones that we always go for, the locals. Right. So
We talked about everything, and the only thing we didn't talk about was cruising and yachting.
Yes. Big cruising and yachting destination. We have our Grand Harbor, which we talked a lot about tonight. So we have cruise ships coming into Malta basically on a daily basis. I believe there's about 23 cruise ships that come in. And we also are well known for the yachting. So super yacht marinas. The government, as Christoph was saying tonight, introduced a tax.
The VAT is 12%, not 18%.
Exactly.
And under what circumstance?
Well, a lot of the yachts and ships, I didn't know this before either, but a lot of ships are actually registered in Malta. So, you know, they have the Maltese flag and they're registered in Malta. But yeah, the tax rebate is 12% instead of 18%.
An incentive. And you guys also talked, James, and you talked about one of our favorite movies, The Maltese Falcon, which is a yacht.
Yes, it is a yacht now. It is a yacht, a luxury yacht that can be actually rented out. We had the opportunity to do a promotional video with the Maltese Falcon that came to the Maltese Islands. Mm-hmm. It was spectacular. I mean, that's quite a yacht. Yeah, it's quite a yacht.
And so now we're talking to 126,000 travel advisors. Let's talk about marketing campaigns. And let's talk also about the Travel Academy that you have.
We have a program, Travel Agent Academy. You can become a Malta expert. And if you go to travelacademy.com and just look for Malta, it would take you half an hour. It's two chapters, but it will highlight the main selling points of Malta and make cities, and then you come part of our list, and we always keep you up to date. We do fam trips, so all the fun stuff.
All right, so let's wrap up. Is there anything else you want our 126,000 travel advisors to know?
Well, we're here to help you. We're here to help you sell Malta. We have great tools. Visit our Visit Malta website as well. A lot of information, examples of itinerary for ideas, where to stay, how to get there, and we're always here to help you. My information is there, and I'm always happy to help you.
That's great. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.